Hi, this is Yishai Bain. I'd like to welcome you back to Old Off Staff and Practice Series. A few weeks ago, I had a kiddush. A friend of mine had a baby girl, and I had quite a walk to get to the kiddush. But the problem was that it was pouring. There was torrential rain. And when I got home, my socks were sopping wet, and my coat was drenched through and through. And when I got home, my wife immediately took my coat and wanted to hang it up. I wanted to take off my socks and dry them off. But there's a Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos, I hope everyone remembers, if you learned it, the Gemara Shabbos and Daf Kuf Mem Vav, where, as the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Rechaim Simen Shin Aleph, Sif Mem Hey, there's a prohibition to hang dry clothing on Shabbos. Perhaps even if it's dry, you can't hang it up in a place which would be assumed to dry, because of Maris Ayin. People may suspect that you washed the clothing on Shabbos. There's a prohibition of washing clothing on Shabbos. One of the malachos is a libun. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to wash clothing on Shabbos. And therefore, if you're going to hang something to dry on Shabbos, people may suspect that you actually were over on the malacha. You violated the prohibition of washing your clothing on Shabbos. And therefore, I thought, okay, I'm not allowed to hang up my socks, because that could come to such a suspicion. But what about my coat? Does anyone know? No one that I know washes a trench coat, a raincoat. No one washes that. It gets wet when you go outside. So would there be a problem of hanging it up? So it's not explicit in the Shulchan Aruch. But Ramosha and Igris Moshe in Arachayim Chelek He, in Simen Yud Ches, addresses this question. And he writes, it's obvious, pashut. Shebegadim sheidarkin lechabsam, the clothing, that it's not normal to launder them, that it's not a problem. Mutter l'shtoach, you're allowed to hang them up to dry. Now, learning today's daf, I found something fascinating. You see, we're discussing the concept of Maris Ayin, people having a suspicion that maybe you did something wrong, maybe they're going to misinterpret the halacha because of your actions. And I see in the Gemara in today's daf that, at least according to Reb Shimon, that it's Dorish Taima Dekra, we find a source in the Torah for such a concept. We find that even Min HaTorah, there could be this idea, halacha, in the Torah because of this concern of suspicion. That is when it comes to the Parah Aduma. The Gemara quotes from a Mishnah, discuss what if you have a cow, a Parah Aduma, you're trying to take it out in order to shecht it, but it's just not interested in going. Could I take another cow in order to lure it out? And the Gemara says no. The Gemara makes a drasha, osa. Behotzi osa al mechutz hamachan, you have to take it out, only it alone. The Gemara says, according to Rav Shimon, the reason why is because shelo yomru. Maybe they're going to say that you did this, that they're going to say you did that, and they may misinterpret the halacha because of it. So I just found that very interesting, that according to Rav Shimon, this halacha of the Torah is really coming from this concept of Maris Ayin, which comes up in many areas of halacha, not just when it comes to hanging clothing on Shabbos. That's one of the examples in which we have a prohibition from acting in a certain way because people may misunderstand your actions, may misunderstand the halacha. But as we said, don't worry, if you have a coat in which, or any article of clothing which is not normal to be washed, then the concern would not apply and it wouldn't be a problem.